Usually when we talk about consequences,
当我们一般谈这个结果的话，就是这个后果的话，
it has a negative implication.
一般来说，这个后果这个词是负面的。
Because we always talk about you have to face the consequences when you do something wrong.
英文里面是常常说，你要做什么事情之后，你要仔细考虑这个后果。
But instead of saying the results of faith, I say the consequence of faith for a reason.
在我们所说这个信心的后果的话，我是说这个后果是有一个原因的。
Because results sometimes you cannot guarantee.
因为你的结局，你的后果有时候你是不能保证的。
Sometimes you get different results.
不同的事情有不同的结果。
But consequences are pretty certain.
但是后果的话一般是固定的，就是它的结局是比较知道是怎么结果的。
Certain things you do, you will have a certain consequence.
你做了某个事情，你就是有一个，一定有一个后果。
So what I'm saying is that the consequence of faith is always good.
我说的就是我们信心的后果是好的，一直是好的。
In Hebrews chapter 13, it tells us that the consequence of faith is loving God and loving people.
我们看见希伯来书十三章，他只说，我们信心的后果就是爱神，能够爱人。
For the past few months in the afternoon, I've been speaking on the book of Hebrews.
过去几周在下午的聚会中，我都是在讲希伯来书。
Hebrews 11 gives us a biblical understanding of faith.
希伯来书十一章给了我们一个
biblical understanding of faith.
OK， 希伯来书十一章给我们一个信心的圣经上的理解。
And Hebrews 12 gives us encouragement to continue in faith.
希伯来书十二章给了我们一个鼓励，让我们接着在信心上坚持下去。
Now the last chapter in the book of Hebrews tells us the consequence of having faith.
最后一章希伯来书的第十三章就告诉我们这个有信心的这个后果是什么。
So verse 1 through 5 begins by talking about different kinds of love.
希伯来书十三章第一节到第五节是讲了不同的爱。
Let brotherly love continue, do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled. But fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Let your conduct be without covetousness, be content with such things as you have,For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
好，是这样读的。你们务要长存弟兄相爱的心，不可忘记用爱心接待客旅，因为曾有接待客旅的，不知不觉就接待了天使。你们要纪念被捆绑的人，好像与他们同受捆绑，也要纪念遭苦害的人，想到自己也在肉身之内。婚姻，人人都当尊重。床也不可污秽，因为苟合行淫的人，神必要审判。你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主，因为主曾说：“我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。”
Yeah, I noticed something, a limitation with using an iPad for speaking.
我注意到，我这里用了一个 iPad 的这个。这个电子的这个小电脑，但是它有一些限制。
Because when you use paper, when you think of something before the service, you can write and you can add to it.
如果你用纸的话，你在准备这个讲章的话，你可以加进去，或者是划掉一些。
I can't add anything to this.
我在这加不进去了，因为差不多就是这样。
So it's guaranteed to end on time.
今天估计就会准时的，因为。
But I did want to add something. More than 10 years ago, when I first came to ECCC,
我真的是要讲一些事情。大概在十年前，我到这个教会的话
，Even before I was here regularly, I came many times as a visitor.
即使在固定来这个教会之前，我在十年以前，我也是常常来这里访问这个教会。
I remember always saying, "I'm glad I can be here to worship with you today."
我那个时候常常说这样一句话，我真是很高兴今天能够与大家一起来敬拜神。
And on my last Sunday here, I still say the same. I'm glad I can worship with you today.
今天是我最后一次了，所以我也是很高兴，我也是要说，我今天很高兴与大家一起敬拜神。
I'm glad that I can finish the book of Hebrews.
真是我也很高兴，我今天能够把这个希伯来书的最后一章能够讲完。
People who have faith show brotherly love.
有信心的人彰显出来的就是有爱弟兄的心。
Because that's the way we make an invisible God become visible to people.
这样的话，我们就能把那个看不见的神彰显给人来看。
Sometimes we hear visitors coming to our church saying, "We feel God's love here."
有时候我们就听见这样的话，有讲员来，他说，我在这里觉得神在你们中间有神的爱。
That is a great way to help people who don't know Jesus to want to know God.
这个就是一个很好的一个方法，能帮助那些还没有认识神的来认识神。
The love for one another extends to people outside the church.
你和兄弟之间的相爱，教会弟兄姐妹的相爱，能够延伸到外面来的人。
Our missionaries Kevin and Samantha tell us about the love that they always see in Muslim countries.
我们知道这里我们有宣道士 Kevin 和 Samantha， 他们常常跟我说，这个他们在穆斯林国家有感觉到这个爱。
But we only think of Muslim people as jihadists.
我们觉得穆斯林就是恐怖分子。
But missionaries to Muslim countries tell us hospitality is so much a part of their culture.
但是我们在外面的宣道士告诉我们，他们这个热情待人是穆斯林国家的一个文化的一部分。
Because those parts of the world go way back to the days of the Old Testament.
这个他们这样的行为，就是热情待人、招待陌生人，从旧约的时候都已经开始了。
It is part of the Middle Eastern culture.
那个就是中东地方的这个文化，这个他们的习俗。
So see the beautiful way God tells us, do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some have unwittingly entertained angels.
看见神是怎样告诉我们这样说话的呢？就说我们如果是招待别人的话，就不知不觉的就招待了天使。
This is referring to the stories of Abraham and Lot in Genesis 18 and 19.
这个就是讲的就是以前亚伯拉罕和罗德在创世纪十八、十九章的故事。
They welcomed strangers and treated them warmly.
他们亚伯拉罕这个欢迎了陌生人，然后就对待那些陌生人就像家里人一样。
Even though at first they didn't know that they were angels, and one of them was the pre-incarnate Christ himself.
即使他们起初并不知道那两个是天使，其中一个甚至是耶稣基督在没有道成肉身前的形象。
The author's point is not that we should be kind to strangers so that we can see angels.
这个作者的原意并不是说我们招待陌生人就可以为了是看见天使。
But he is telling us how important it is to love.
他告诉我们的就是这个爱是多么重要的事情。
How a simple act of love can have such great consequences.
一个小小的爱的行为就是有这样一个这么巨大的美好的结果。
Then when verse 3 tells us to remember prisoners,
第三节就告诉我们怎样来纪念这些受捆绑的。
It includes everyone who is suffering and being mistreated.
包括每一个在那些在困境中的或者是不公平对待的人。
When Chuck Colson himself, who was a high-ranking lawyer in the Nixon administration, went to prison,
有这样一个人叫Chuck Colson。他是在尼克森总统做总统的时候，他是一个很高职位的一个律师，他进了监狱。
He was a lawyer who went to prison for obstructing justice.
他是因为这样一个罪名进监狱的，他就是阻碍司法公正。
But in prison, he met Jesus Christ.
在监狱里，他遇到了主耶稣基督。
And it's one of the few books that I read almost without stopping from beginning to end.
他写的这本书就是 就是我所读过的很多书里面，唯一的几一两本我从头一直一口气读到尾的一本书。
Because many times I'm reading three or four books at the same time and I get confused.
有时候，我很多时候我是常常读三四本书同时读，有时候我就弄混乱了哪本书我读再读。
But this book is incredible.
这本书真的是非常了不起。
It tells us how Jesus changed his life.
他所描写的就是耶稣基督怎样改变了他的生命。
So that when we came out, he started prison ministries, which is still going strong today.
然后呢，这个Coulson 呢，就是从监狱里释放了以后，他就开始了这个监狱施工。这个监狱施工直到今天还是很做得非常的做得非常的厉害，
Jesus,
做得很好。
Jesus said, "I was a stranger, and you took me in."
耶稣说，我是陌生人，你招待了我。
I was in prison, and you came to see me.
我在我受监禁，你来看我。
Then his listeners said to him, "When did we see you as a stranger?"
他的那些门徒说，什么时候我看见你的？这你是陌生人，看见你的。
Or in prison, and we came to visit you.
你什么时候你坐监，我来看你呢
？And Jesus answered, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me."
主是这样回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事。你既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
God keeps reminding us that we can't do much for Him because He doesn't need anything.
神在那里不停地提醒我们，我们不能为神做很多事情，因为神其实要做事的话，他自己就可以做，他不需要我们。
But He says when we do it for people that others look down on, we are doing it for Him.
但是神说，如果我们坐在一个小的弟兄身上，别人看不起的弟兄身上，我们就是坐在神的身上。
So there is this famous passage in James chapter 2.
有这样一个很有名的雅各书的二章，有这样很有名的经文。
It says, "Do something for the least of those."
就是说你要做一些那些什么都没有的人身上做事。
Would you read it in Chinese?
Yeah, 我在中文读一遍。好。我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心，却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？若是弟兄或者姐妹，赤身露体，又缺了日用的饮食，你们中间有人对他们说，平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿得暖，吃得饱，却不给他们身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？
That's why James says that faith without works is dead.
所以雅各就是说，信心没有行为就是死的。
So it is not faith if there's no works.
就是没有信心就没有行为。
So that's why I say the consequence of faith, because if there is real faith, there is real work.
所以我刚才说的这个信心的后果，如果有信心的话，你的后果就是确定的。
Faith makes practical actions happen.
这个信心就使这个实际上的行为就发生了。
But you don't have to be a Christian to have brotherly love, right?
但是你对人的爱不见得你就是一个基督徒，你才会有这个对人的爱。
Because many non-Christians talk about the brotherhood of man.
很多那些非基督徒常常在谈论就是说这个兄弟间的友爱。
But we are brothers and sisters because we have a father.
但是我们弟兄姐妹相互相称，是因为我们有一个共同的父亲。
Non-Christians who say there is no father in heaven, I wonder how they base their brotherhood. Without a father, how can there be brothers?
那些非基督徒说，弟兄间的爱，但是他们不承认他天上有一位共同的天父。我实在不能明白他们所说的爱，如果没有一个共同的父亲的话，怎么可能有兄弟间的爱？
Our love and brotherhood is based on having a father in heaven. That's the difference.
我们兄弟姐妹之间的爱就是有这样一个基础，就是我们有在天上有一个共同的父。
Then the author mentions marriage out of the blue. Suddenly in verse 4 he talks about marriage.
然后第四节这个作者希伯来书的作者就突然讲到这个婚姻了，他跳了一个题目。
Because in marriage, faith and love are so important.
因为在婚姻中，这个信心和是这样的重要。 和爱是这样的重要。
A true Christian marriage should show faith working out into love.
真的是基督徒，他这里的婚姻就是彰显出从信心到爱这么一个过程。
A faithful husband and wife will love each other.
一个有信心的夫妻，他们会相互之间的爱。
And a faithful husband and wife will love no other.
一个有信心的夫妻，除了夫妻之间的爱之外，他们不再爱夫妻以外的人。
But almost every month in the news, we hear of someone trying to love someone else's wife.
是啊，那我们每个月都会看一些新闻，是说，哎，有人要爱，不是他妻子的，
That is not faith. That is not love.
那个不是信心，也不是爱。
Then we are told to hold things loosely and not covet.
我们又是又下面的经文就是讲到我们要不要贪财，要把东西看得清。
Because coveting affects our faith as well.
因为这个贪财也影响了我们的信心。
Because we have to hold loosely to the things that we own, otherwise those things will own us.
我们要再把手上的东西要看得淡一些，不然的话那些东西就会把我们抓过去。
So that kind of love doesn't come from faith. That's not the consequence of faith.
所以我们看见那样的爱，它并不是从信心来的。
We become slaves to things, and then we lose sight of the true value of life.
真的，我们就变成了我们，就为一些事情所掌控，然后我们就失去了对生命的这个看爱真正的爱。
So you see what Jesus says in Luke chapter 12.
我们看这个路加福音十二章是这样讲的。
So we see that in Hebrews 13, faith is practical because it makes a difference in our daily life.
我们在希伯来书十三章读到，这个信心是很实际的，它影响了我们每天的生活。
The Bible is not only a book of theology; it's a book for every day.
这个圣经不是一个理论的书籍，就是神学理论的书籍，它是我们每天生活的指引。
There are many words in the Bible that we don't use anymore today, but covet is still a word that everybody knows.
很多在圣经里面的单词，我们今天差不多已经很少用了。但是有一个字，就是这个贪财这个词，现在还是常用的。
There is no different word that we can use to express covetousness.
真的是没有其他任何一个字能够像这样一个字，就是英文的这个贪财这样描述这样一个是这么清楚。
So that is why later on in chapter 13 it says, "Do not forget to do good and to share, for such sacrifices God is well pleased."
所以他就是在
verse 16.
这个希伯来书十三章十六节是说是这样说的，后来就这样说，只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
Being disciples means that others can see Christ in us.
做主的门徒就是有就是说我们要让其他人看见主耶稣基督活在我们的身上。
Most of us think that people only hear what we say but don't see what we do.
很多人想的就是我们这些基督徒别人只是听见我们所说的，但是看不见我们的行为。
Because we always honor those who know the Bible very well.
因为我们在那里尊敬的喜悦的都是那些对圣经很熟悉的那些人。
But the result of that is to make us value knowledge more than action.
所以这个后果呢，就变成让我们只是有这个书本上的知识，但是没有实际的意义。
In verse 7 in chapter 13 it says, "Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct." The important thing is not only knowing, but the outcome of what they know.
所以这里第七章是这样说的，从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。这里是很要紧的一句话，就是留心看他们为人的结局，就是结局。
Yeah, many times people tell us to honor, but here it says remember.
很多人说，很多时候人们说是要尊敬那些人，他这里所说的就是 纪念这些人。
Because it's not only the honor that is important, it is the remembering their lives and what happened from their faith.
Yeah, 不是单单说这个尊敬那些人是很要紧，最要紧的就是要纪念那些人，是要看他们的信心和他们为人的结局是更重要的。
So the remember is to look back and look at the results of their faith.
这个纪念就是说你往回看，然后看看他们这个信心的结出的果子是怎样。
True faith means that our words and our actions match.
真正的信心就是说我们的行为和我们口里所说出来的话是相符合的。
That is why we are told to imitate those people with faith. Not that we can imitate their faith, but we can imitate their actions.
所以这里所说的就是让我们能够效法他们的信心，不是说我们能够一模一样能够就是复制他们的生活，但是我们要效法他们的信心。
And then even more important about remembering people is to remember Jesus.
最要紧的就是在如果要纪念人的话，最要紧的就是纪念我们的主耶稣基督。
Every child in church knows this song, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
我们教会的每个小孩子都知道耶稣基督从前今日和将来都是一样的。
But here it tells us, go outside the camp.
这里所说的就是到达营外。
Jesus was hung outside Jerusalem, away from people.
耶稣基督是在离耶路撒冷远远的地方被钉十字架的，离耶路撒冷很远，离人很远。
That means a lot of times our faith calls us to go beyond our comfort zone.
所以我们这里就是要说，我们的要有信心，就是要让我们离开我们觉得舒适的环境。
This is possible to do because of what is said in the next verse.
这个是可能可以做到的，是应该是可以做到的。下一节就这样解释了。
For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. In verse 14.
十四节是这样说，我们在这里本没有长存的城，乃是寻求那将来的城。
This reminds me so much of the last two verses in chapter 11, the faith chapter.
我这里讲，这里读到这里，我就是很让我想起信心的最有名的一个章节，就是在希伯来书十一章里面的。
39 and 40 has been very helpful to me because it always reminds me when something is difficult going on, remember there's something good to come.
就是当有一些很困难的事情在进行的时候，就有一个很好的结果会出来。
You can apply this to your own life.
你可以把这个应用到你自己的生活中。
All these people earned a good reputation because of their faith, yet none of them received all that God had promised.
就是这些人都因为信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美好、更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
If you only read 39, it seems like faith is empty, it's useless.
你如果只读三十九节，你会觉得这个信心就像空的一样，没有什么用处。
It seems God doesn't even give you what He promised.
就是神甚至不给你他神所应许给你的东西。
But that's because God has a bigger picture.
但是神有一个更大的一个远景。
Whatever happens to me today, whatever happens to you today, there is a future that God can already see.
不论在你和他身上今天所发生的什么事情，神已经看到了将来所要在你们身上所发生的事情。
For God has something better in mind for us.
神给我们有更美好的事情给我们所准备。
So when God says no, it doesn't mean He's going to give you something worse than what you want.
Yeah. 如果神说对你的要求说不的话，并不是说神要给你不好的东西。他给你预备了比你想要的更好的东西。
Because having faith in God means that you know He is good.
对神有信心，就是说，你知道神是美好的。
Without faith,
没有信心，
the consequence will not be love.
这个结局就是没有爱。
It would be anger.
就是有恼怒、愤怒。
You'll be angry at people, you'll be angry at God, you'll be angry at life.
你对人有愤怒，你对神有愤怒，你对你的生活都有愤怒。
You see, when we look at the school shootings and the terrorism that's going on all over the world today,
我们看见啊，我们这个周围发生的学校里面枪击的事情，和世界上各处的恐怖主义的活动，我们知道这个多么的愤怒。
You have to realize that the opposite of love is not hate; it is anger.
大家要记得这个。爱的对立词，这个反义词，并不是它对费力的短义词，反义词是愤怒。
It is not hatred because if you have love, if you have faith, then you will not be angry at things that happen.
如果你有信心的话，它的字反义词并不是。
You will understand that God has something better coming.
你要记得，神准备了一些更好的事情。
So having faith gives you no anger; it gives you love and peace.
如果你有信心的话，你就不会有愤怒，你会有平安和喜乐。
If you think of your own family and your own work, you will know that when there is faith, you are able to love more.
你要将你自己的家庭和你的工作，如果你有信心的话，你就有爱，你不会有。恼怒。
Real faith produces real love.
真正的信心就是产生了真正的爱。
Real love produces real actions.
真正的爱就有了一个很好的结，真正的结后果。
That's why just now when you read verses 2 through 5, you will see that with faith there is hospitality to strangers.
如刚才读的就是第二章十三章二节到第五节，如果你有信心的话，你就有爱心接待客旅。
You will have empathy for those who are suffering.
你就对那些受捆绑、受遭难的人，你就有同情心。
You will respect for people because you have married. You will respect your spouse.
所以你对你的妻子，你也很忠心，因为你已经结婚了，你不能不忠心。
Because you have faith, you will learn to be content with what you have.
因为你有信心了，所以你就对你自己所拥有的，你就得满足。
So in the final chapter of Hebrews, the author repeats the emphasis on Jesus Christ.
在希伯来书的最后一章里面，作者不停地把耶稣基督强调出来。
Because Jesus is the one who brought God into our lives.
因为耶稣基督把神带到了我们自己的生命中。
And Jesus Christ is also the one who brings us into the life of God.
耶稣基督也把我们带到神面前。
As we go to the final verses in chapter 13, we will see that we are asked to offer sacrifices not of animals, but of our faith and our love.
在希伯来书十三章的最后的话，他就说我们要把我们身体献上，不是只是献祭。
Therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God.That is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share for such, with such sacrifices God is well pleased. 15 and 16.
Okay. 好，我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭献给神。这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事情。因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
So if you want to know whether you have faith,
所以你要知道你是不是有信心。
How you can tell us how much you love God.
你怎样告诉我们你爱神有多深。
And how much you're able to love those around you.
这是你就是可以知道如果你爱周围的人深的话就是你爱神就更深。
Because if you have faith, you can't help but to love.
如果你有信心的话你真是一定会爱别人。
But the most important thing here is in Jesus' name, through his name.
这个最要紧的就是奉耶稣基督的名，就是通过他的名。
Not because of our goodness.
不是我们有什么好。
Anything that we pray.
我们祷告的。
Anything that we offer.
我们所献上的。
If it is not done because of Jesus, it is worthless.
如果不是因着耶稣基督的名的缘故，就是没有用的。
That's why it says so many times in the Bible, pray in Jesus' name.
所以在圣经上那么多次说奉耶稣基督的名祷告
Do all these things in his name
说做所有这些事情是奉耶稣基督的名
The whole book of Hebrews is pointing us to Jesus Christ
整个的希伯来书就是把我们带到耶稣基督的面前。
Hebrews is a call to Christians to grow in faith.
希伯来书就是对基督徒来说要紧跟着耶稣基督的一个呼召。
Even though it was written to first century Jewish Christians, it also applies to us today.
即使这本希伯来书只是写给第一世纪的犹太的基督徒，对我们来说，但是也是应用的。
Because Hebrews tells us Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith.
就是希伯来书就是说主耶稣基督是我们信心的源头。
What does it mean?
是什么这个是什么意思呢？
He helps us begin our life of faith and he'll bring that faith into maturity.
他让我们生命改变，让我们有信心，然后又把我们的信心带到成熟。
I spent weeks in the afternoon talking about how Jesus is sufficient and Jesus is superior.
我在下午花了很多时间这样谈，耶稣是万有的，他不是，他是完全充满的。
We don't have time to go through it, but Hebrews made a special point to say that Jesus Christ is greater than the prophets, the angels, greater than Moses, greater than the priests, greater than the old covenant law and sacrifices.
我没有时间过，再回去再重新看一下。但是希伯来书里面讲的就是耶稣基督比先知、比天使、比摩西、比祭司，比所有旧约的那些律法，和所有的献祭都要更伟大。
The first time I read Hebrews, I thought, do I need to know all those details about Jesus?
我第一次读希伯来书的时候，我是有时候想，我需不需要知道希伯来书这么详细的内容呢？
Because we know the whole Bible is leading up to Jesus.
我们都知道整个的圣经都是把我们带到耶稣基督那里。
His first coming and his second coming.
他的第一次来和他们将来的第二次要来。
But Hebrews reveals the incredible plan of God and all the things he did to make Jesus fulfill all those prophecies.
但是希伯来书就像我们彰显了神在那里所计划的完整的计划，让耶稣基督从第一次来好到第二次来之间神给人预备的。
That is why the beginning of faith comes from Jesus, and the completion of faith is also from Jesus.
所以就是说，从起初的信心是从耶稣基督来，从到了最后也是耶稣基督做这个结尾。
Four things about Jesus Christ.
有四件事情是讲耶稣基督的。
He is able to be our Savior.
他能够成为我们的救主。
He is also willing to die for us.
他在那里愿意为我们的罪而死。
He is the only Savior,
他是唯一的救主。
Because Hebrews explains that He is perfect.
这个希伯来书就讲他是完美的。
Perfect man and perfect God.
完美的人和完美的神。
The author and perfecter of our faith.
他是我们信心的源头，他是我们信心的最好的。
The most amazing thing about the Bible is finding Jesus in every chapter.
最美好的事情就是怎样读这个圣经，就是在每一个章节里都要找耶稣基督。
He is like the scarlet rope.
他就像那个绳子，就是那个。
The red thread of redemption, they call the rope of Rahab.
他是就是救赎的绳索，就。
I don't know how you say thread of redemption.
拉绳啊。拉合的。
Because Rahab was saved by the scarlet rope, we are saved by the scarlet thread of Jesus' blood from Old Testament into New Testament.
我们旧约里面有个故事，就是一个妓女拉合用这根绳子把那个两个探子放下去，让那个探子能够逃走。这个耶稣基督就是这样被描述，他就是妓女拉合那根红颜色的绳子。
The red represents Jesus' blood.
这个红色代表的是耶稣基督的血。
It's one way we say that Jesus is in every book in the Bible.
这是就是说，我们在耶稣基督在圣经里面每个章节都有提到。
So before we end, let us consider these words about Jesus Christ.
我们再看一下耶稣基督所讲的话。
We see frequently in pictures of the cross these four letters, I N R I.
我们十字架上面有记这几个字 ，INAI 这四个 I N R I 这四个字母。
What do they stand for？
这个是什么意思呢
？You see that all the time。
你看每个地方有这个有这个十字架的时候，都有这个四个字母。
John chapter 19 verse 19 tells us, now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
在约翰福音十九章，
十九节
这些，比拉多又用牌子写了一个名号，安在十字架上，写的是犹太人的王拿撒勒人耶稣。
And then in the next verse, John writes in verse 20, then many of the Jews read this title for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin.
有许多犹太人念这名号，因为耶稣被钉十字架的地方与城相近，并且是用希伯来、罗马和拉丁语三样文字写的。
So time and again, we see the cross and we see these four letters.
每次我们看这个十字架上都有这个四个字母。
Because they are translated from Latin.
因为那个是从拉丁文翻译过来的。
Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews.
是说犹太人的王拿撒勒人耶稣。
So throughout history, paintings of the cross have shown Pilate's sign, using those four letters as the abbreviation for the sentence, Jesus, King of the Jews.
很多历史历代来这个油画就这个画的十字架上都有这四个字母，这四个字母就是写的是犹太人的王拿撒勒人耶稣。
But like many paintings, this is not literally true.
但是在很多油画中，这不见得是真的是对。
Because John said it was written in three languages.
因为约翰福音这里记载那个这个字是用三种语言写的。
And also in verse 21, they were complaining. They said, therefore, the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, do not write the King of the Jews, but write, he said, I am the King of the Jews.
Yeah, 这下紧接着二十一节就是说，犹太人的祭司长就对比拉多说，不要写犹太人的王，要写作他自己说我是犹太人的王。
You see how much the Jews denied Jesus?
大家看见犹太人是多么这个不喜欢耶稣。
But Pilate wouldn't change it. Pilate says, what I have written, I have written. So be it.
下面一节就是说，比拉多说，我所写的就已经我已经写上了。
And although John refers to the writing as a title,
这里约翰所讲的这个牌子这个上面字写的是一个名号。
Both Mark and Matthew call it an accusation.
但是马太福音和马可福音都是写这个上面写的是他的罪状。
It is an accusation written against him. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.
这个是罪状，这个是其实是写耶稣基督的罪状。这是耶稣人的犹太人的王耶稣。
So this sign was placed above Jesus' head to make it clear that he was guilty of a crime.
这里把这个标记名号这个标记写在十字架上，就是说耶稣基督是因为犯了罪。
And that crime led to his death.
因为那个犯了罪，所以他就要死。
The words were an accusation.
这个字就是罪状。
And also tells us where he is from.
然后也写了他从哪里来的人，他就是拿撒勒人。
Because in Latin it says Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews.
这个希腊文是这样写，拿撒勒人。
Latin.
拉丁文是这样写，拿撒勒人耶稣，犹太人的王。
Jesus was a man who claimed to be the King of the Jews.
就是耶稣是那个时候被称作犹太人的王。
Yet his kingdom is not of this world.
但是他的国不在这个地上。
In the rest of the Bible, especially in Revelation, we see that Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
以后的圣经，尤其是启示录，他说，耶稣基督是万王之王，万主之主。
And Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 2, in the end, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord.
保罗在
Philippians chapter 2,
第二章说他是万膝要去跪拜。
Yeah, and we will confess that he is Lord.
我们要在那里承认他是主耶稣基督。
When we talk about having faith in Jesus Christ,
我们在这里讲信心在耶稣基督里的信心。
That's what it means to have faith in Jesus Christ.
这个就是怎样在耶稣基督里有信心。
That he is in fact King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他是事实上是万主之主，是万王之王。
Even though they tried to destroy that fact by killing him.
即使那些犹太人把耶稣基督杀死，也是为了毁灭这个证据，这个事实。
When the Bible says believe in Jesus and you will be saved, that's what we have to believe.
圣经说信主耶稣基督你得救，那个就是我们所说的。
And if we believe in that, we are saved.
如果我们相信信靠那个事情，我们就是得救了。
Because then Jesus will give us the faith that will also enable us to love him and love people.
因为那样的话，主耶稣基督就会给我们信心，让我们能够爱主，也能够爱人。
The consequence of faith is learning to love Jesus as King and Lord.
这个对主耶稣基督的信心的结局就是能够爱他，也能够爱人。
But I say learning because it is a process.
这里我说的是学会爱他和爱人，学这个字是一个过程。
Being a disciple means having a long obedience in the same direction.
我们要成为主的门徒，就是要有一个顺服的心，在这个方向上就是一直有一个顺服的心。
Pastor Eugene Peterson wrote a book using this as the title.
这有一个牧师叫 Eugene Peterson， 他写了这一本书，然后用了这个标题。
He tells us how hard in this world it is to be a disciple because everything has to happen instantly.
他这里描写的就是在这个世界上变成一个门徒是多难的事情，因为所有的事情大家都希望一下子就发生。
But discipleship and faith does not happen instantly.
但是信心和门徒不是一下子就能发生的。
So the book of Hebrews today ends with two powerful reminders.
希伯来书最后两节就有两个很好的提醒。
He says, greet all those who rule over you and all the saints. Those from Italy greet you. Grace be with you. Amen.
他这里24章25节是这样的，请你们问引导你们的诸位和众圣徒安，从意大利的人也问你们安，愿恩惠常与你们众人同在。Amen.
That is the end of the book of Hebrews.
这个就是希伯来书结尾的章文。
They are told that those from Italy send them greetings.
他就是说从意大利来的人也来问你们的安。
That means churches have already grown beyond Rome throughout Italy.
这个所说的意思就是罗马这个教会在意大利不单单是只是在罗马有，是整个的意大利都有这个教会。
That reminds us that this book is written to real people in real places.
这个就提醒我们，这个书信是写给真正的人和真正的教会。
It happened in history.
这个确实是在历史中所发生的。
And today we will be history one day as well.
我们今天所发生的事情，有一天也会变成历史。
Because our ultimate goal is to share the gospel and to bring more into the kingdom of God.
我们最终的想要做的就是带更多的人到主面前，把他们带到神国里面。
Another reminder is how the letter ends with the word grace.
这个另外一个提醒就是这个书本是怎样结局的，就是有另外一个字叫恩惠。
Because for the book of Hebrews, there's no better way than to end on a note of grace.
所以对希伯来书来说，没有什么比恩惠这个字更能做一个结尾了。
Because it is by the grace of God that Jesus came.
因为神的恩惠，所以耶稣基督来了。
Because it is by the grace of God that Jesus is who he is and what he did.
因为神的恩惠，主耶稣基督就成了他这样一个人，然后他是怎样的人。
And no matter our differences between one church and another,
不论是我们教会之间有什么区别，从一个教会到另一个教会。
We are all called Christians for that reason.
我们都称为基督徒，因为主耶稣基督的缘故。
Because we're all supposed to be following Jesus Christ.
我们都应紧紧地跟随主耶稣基督。
So we are saved by grace through faith.
我们是因信得重生。
And through faith, we love.
因为有信心，我们就有了爱。
When we speak of consequences, we usually mean something negative, but today remember the consequence of faith is something good.
我们以前讲的这个后果这个字一般都是负面的字，但是我们今天所学到的就是后果这个字就是好的好的，因为信心的后果是好的。
Because in the very first verse of the last chapter it says, let love continue.
这个最后一节的这里写到就是让我们的爱能够继续。
It says, let brotherly love, but actually you will see later on, it includes everybody, not only brothers and sisters.
他这里所写的是弟兄姐妹的爱，但实际上就是所有的爱，就是不单是弟兄姐妹的爱。
But it takes obedience in the same direction.
就是要在同一个方向上要长久的遵守神的道。
You know, God can do many things instantly.
神会可以做很多事情，一下子就做成。
But many things in us he accomplishes is a long process.
但是神在我们身上所成就的功是一个很长的过程。
Didn't Abraham wait for a long time for his son?
是不是亚伯拉罕等了很长的时间是为了他儿子的降生呢？
Didn't Noah spend years and years building the ark while people were laughing at him?
是不是挪亚花了很多年的时间在人们的嘲笑中建他的方舟呢？
Didn't Israel wander around for 40 years in the wilderness?
是不是以色列人在旷野里面迷失了40年？
And didn't all those people in the Old Testament waited hundreds of years for the Messiah?
是不是旧约里的那么多的人，那么多的等了几个世纪，等了弥赛亚的降生？
But Hebrews is telling us that we have the Messiah.
希伯来书告诉我们，我们已经有了这个弥赛亚。
We often miss the message that God may be sending to us every day.
我们常常在这里把神的要给我们传给我们的话语忽略了。
What is something that God says that we don't like to hear?
是不是有时候神说了一些话我们并不想听的？
He says wait.
神说了一个字就是等待。
He doesn't always say yes.
神不是常说是 yes 好的。
Most of the time he doesn't say no.
大部分时间神也不说不。
But many times he seems to say wait.
很多时间神在那里说你要等待。
It is hard to wait.
他的心就是让我们等待。
But that's why it says when you obey, you're going in the right direction.
所以这里希伯来书说，如果你遵守神的命令，就是要等待。就是对，这方向就是对的。
Whatever we do, even with the best intention, the results may not come.
不管我们想要做，其实有动机是好的，这个结局有可能也不出现我们想要的结局。
The only way I'm comforted is to know that the outcome is in Jesus' hands.
那我一件事情我就心里很觉得很满足的，就是这个做事情的结局是从耶稣基督来的。
Because it tells us Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith.
因为我知道耶稣基督就是我信心的源头和信心的结局。
Many times our teachers tell us, apply God's word, apply God's word.
很多时候我们的老师我们传道人跟我们说要把神的话应用在你的生命中。
What is today's application?
今天要做什么事呢？今天的应用是什么呢？
There is no application.
今天没有什么应用。
There is only one question.
只有一个问题。
What is stopping your faith from growing?
你信心为什么不能成长呢？
What prevents us from believing that Jesus is sufficient and superior?
是什么事情让我们不能有这样的信心？神是完美的，神是足够的。
Because that's what I learned from the book of Hebrews.
我从希伯来书学到的就是这样一个事。
Chapter 13 is a powerful reminder.
十三章就是一个很好的提醒。
It is not just theology.
强有力的提醒，它不是一个理论。
It is for daily life.
它是我们生活中每天都要应用的。
May God bless all of us.
愿主能够保守我们每一个人。
Wherever our journeys take us.
不管我们今后要走的路是在哪里，
Jesus is the captain of our faith.
耶稣基督是我们是我们信心的船长。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, thank you for this morning.
主啊，我们谢谢今天这个早上。
That as your family we gather to worship you.
在你的家中我们在一起敬拜你。
to receive your blessing and your grace,
能够接受你的恩典,
to ask for your help when we are weak in our faith,
当我们信心软弱的时候, 我们求你给我们的帮助,
and to know that you are sufficient,
知道你是完美的, 你是足够的。
That we should not rely on anything or anyone else,
我们不应该依靠其他的人, 其他的事情。
That we honor and love you by believing in you.
我们在这里信靠你，是我们能够敬拜你。
Help us and bless us, Lord.
能够帮助我们，能够帮助我们。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.